You're with SBS Radio.
With me today for the Tourette Syndrome Awareness Week, beginning May 6th, is Ms. Robin Latimer, and we're going to talk about 30 years, isn't it? And celebrating 30 years, a new app that you are going to launch. Good day, Robin.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thanks for your time. So, 30 years of the Tourette Syndrome Awareness Week, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. We started 30 years ago when our current medical advisor started the association 30 years ago and has remained with us all these years, Dr. Perminder Sachdev, and another psychiatrist, Dr. Chi, and a family led by Sue Cameron. The doctors realised that, you know, whilst the medical professionals didn't have all the answers or the cure for Tourette's, people needed social support. So that's why we were formed 30 years ago. And to still be, continuously running all those years based on a volunteer, self-funded organisation, I think is really remarkable. And we can thank our, people that came along before us and all the volunteers that keep us going and our supporters.
So in Australia, there are around 45,000 children who are affected by Tourette syndrome?
Yes, that's 1% of the childhood population as diagnosed, that statistic. So it's a lot more common than people realise.
So in the 30 years that you have been working, what have been the significant changes that has happened because of this?
I think the changes, they're incremental, but really significant. I think the first change is that when I became involved 15 years ago, a lot of the time people hadn't even heard of the words Tourette syndrome. And now we have statistics that we've just got this year that say three quarters of the population have now heard the term. 25% still haven't heard the term. So I think that we've come a long way there, but there's still a very long path to travel in terms of people truly understanding the complexity and what Tourette syndrome really is.
And that's 23% of the population understanding and supporting the needs of people living with Tourette syndrome, isn't it?
Yes, yep.
And you've been busy since February, if I'm not mistaken, testing a new app?
Yes, we've developed a new app called Tactics, and we've trialled it with a corporate event with 200 people, and we've also trialled it at our New South Wales camp with roughly 200 people who have Tourette's and their families. So we are now launching that at schools for our Awareness Week, which the school peer-to-peer program was the original intention for the app, to educate about Tourette's within the school setting for the children themselves, to provide that platform for teachers to make it an easy and importantly positive and fun experience for all the children.
So what does this app do in particular? Is it a form of communication?
Essentially, it's a scavenger hunt program, and the children find solutions to riddles to take them to specific locations that then unlock challenges. And the depth of the program is in the learning in those challenges, where the children are placed in the shoes of someone that has Tourette's and they get to do activities. It's very experiential. And then once they've done those activities, it unlocks facts and learning material. So it invites discussion in a playful way for all the children. So it's not singling out the child that has Tourette's. Everybody's participating. And it creates an understanding of empathy and really promotes diversity and inclusion.
So it's communicating what it is exactly, isn't it, and what we need to do.
Yes, through really fun ways. You know, they're doing an activity where they don't really know why they're doing something, and then it unlocks the clue as to why they're doing that. And you can see as they play it, I've watched the children play it, you know, the penny drops of why they did it. So it's a very engaging way and memorable because it's so much fun. And we know through studies that if you're learning in a positive environment, your memory actually works better. So, it's based on a lot of positive information about learning.
And what has been the feedback since you've been testing this since February, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, I've had feedback from the families. Like some of the parents, interestingly, when we were doing it at the camp, loved it because they themselves might not have Tourette's, and it said that it really helped them understand what their children were going through. And then listening to some of the children doing it, when you got to certain stages, you know, they started really opening up, going, "Oh, I've got this. Do you have this one? And this is what I do." So it really made it okay for them to talk about it and share their experiences and share their symptoms. And then that helps everybody understand them, to understand why they do something. And it also helps their awareness level, which is quite important, because some of the best ways to treat Tourette's symptoms is through different forms of awareness training.
And if someone needs more information or how they can get hold of this app, where do they go to?
Yes, they need to book it through us. So it's at our website, which is tourette.org.au. And that's because it's location specific. We book it in and we set it up and make it a tailored event for them at their particular school or business location. Businesses can book it as well on sort of two levels. There's a level for businesses. If you're a person with Tourette's at a workplace and would like to run this activity, we would love to support you to do that. And then for businesses to run it as a social responsibility corporate activity, it's got great strategy and team building capacity, but at the same time can be a fundraising tool for us, for the association, to be able to offer it to schools for free.
Is it open for communities as well, community organisations?
Yes, if they'd like to book it, yes. I think it's a really great learning tool just generally for empathy, to understand empathy on all levels.
So it's a free app?
It's free, but you can't just go to an app store and download it directly. We need to actually create the booking for each location where it's going to be used.
They have to contact you?
Yes, through our website. We have brochures to download and booking forms.
Thank you very much, Robin Latimer from Tourette Syndrome Association of Australia, and happy 30 years.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.